10 of my law school classmates made it to Sandy, sunny Michigan for a weekend gathering, truncated into 36 hours due to widespread workaholism and our cross-country flights. As if the decompression time weren't short enough, I ate into it by foisting a group exercise on my acquiescent friends. In three short paragraphs, I proposed three lessons from our experience together. First, win the inner battle to ask a fruitful question. I was fighting a part of me that said, do not make yourself the center of attention and bother your friends in this way. I had some basis for doing it. I am one of seven siblings, and I've spent many a Christmas, Thanksgiving, or even a two-day getaway with them, answering the same questions six times over and getting a thimble full of information from them as I asked about each of their six lives. I've experienced the same thing at firm gatherings, executive team meetings, and retreats, where I could have gotten more information and connection from exchanging emails. If I've learned anything from my work, it's this. A good question, shared among a group, can lead to deep information sharing and much stronger relationships. Especially as peers or underlings, we naturally shy away from taking charge of a group, and instead we allow it to be catch-as-catch-can, and we predictably catch very little. So summon your courage. Ask the question that gets to the heart of the business life or business life. Second, it behooves us to spend more time on the questions we ask of our peeps than all the answers that we have, rehearse, and share. Most great leaders are great speakers. All great leaders are great listeners. Thus, among our weekend friends were world-class criminal prosecutors, career public defenders, a cabinet secretary, and that former governor friend of mine. They can all speak, but what struck me most was how each of them listened. Listened and learned. Listened and deepened trust. Here was the simple question I asked. Would you share two things that have given you joy in the last 5 years? If you were to do it, you could ask this or instead ask about pride, concerns, hopes, etc. But without getting into a long digression on positive leadership, I'd recommend a question like, what's given you joy, or what are you grateful for or appreciate? The third lesson I drew comes from one friend's answer to this question about joy. He's probably the most accomplished and overtaxed of our motley crew. He had gone to irrational extremes to spend 15 hours with us. Next week, he's going to even greater lengths to make his 40th year grade school reunion, a poignant time of friendship, for his father had died during that time. He said to us in the circle, "We act like what matters is the transactional stuff we do every day at work and even at home. We say, I'll do this, will you do that? I'll charge you this for doing that for you. I don't have an hour, but I'll give you 15 minutes. Fighting back tears, he talked about how life gains value when you drop anything and everything to be there for someone who is part of you or someone who needs you, family, friend, or total stranger. Such moments as we experienced at that picnic table at the beach are not transactional, but transformational. Seldom does joy emanate from transactions. Instead, it comes from simple questions, honestly offered, answered authentically, and heard with an open heart and open mind. Gather your courage, formulate the important questions, and attend to the replies as you lead with your best self.